Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, normally on Tuesdays, Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3. That's when he normally joins us, but he's been studying draft picks over at NovaCare, and he will join us at 4:30. We'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks.
Studying draft picks.
Well, I don't know.
He's getting his eye test.
Yeah, a little eye test going on.
Yeah,
a little
yeah.
eye test going on. Speaking of eye test, we'll get back to the Sixers in a moment. The
sore eye.
Yes.
I need to.
Wow. What?
Can we YouTube big board of the eye test that you trust at WIP?
Yes.
Can we keep the YouTube big board going?
I love the YouTube big board.
I don't want it to die. Like today's.
Well, he wants to do it for NBA draft prospects.
Oh,
well,
that's
I always
what happen. Yeah, yeah.
I always do it for NBA. Prospects. Yeah, I always do it for NBA. We can do it for everything else.
Well, we don't care about baseball drafts.
Nah, yeah, sure. We could YouTube big board anything.
Yeah.
As long as there's YouTube, as long as there's video of it, we could do it. So if anyone has any suggestions, if you don't want the YouTube big board to go away, that's fine. I love the people that don't get it. That is actually my favorite part of it. So I went through every player. Now, some of these guys I did scout. Now, we're going to do – I did YouTube big board for every position, then for Eagles. Now I'm just going to go through my YouTube scouting for every player that the Eagles took. Some of these guys I've talked about already, but I do have a little bit of a new angle on a couple of them. Now, Quinyon Mitchell, I don't have anything new for. Definitely, like, good tools, good body, fast, you know, looks like a strong little guy, almost built like a running back. I like Quinyon Mitchell. I don't like that he went to Toledo, but I like Quinyon Mitchell. Now, Cooper DeJean, I was out on because I said, like, look at him. Maybe he puts on a bunch of weight, becomes an offensive lineman, and tight end or something, but he couldn't play cornerback. But then I found a different YouTube of Cooper DeJean, and that is the YouTube of Cooper DeJean playing basketball.
There you go.
And let me tell you, that is the only video you need to see to let you know that he can absolutely play cornerback in the NFL. His basketball highlights have turned me positive on him as a defensive back in the NFL. I'm in on it. I was skeptical. All sorts of dunks, one-handed dunks, two-handed dunks, flat-footed. I'm officially changing my position on Cooper DeJean. I think he's going to be a playmaker.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
I'm on.
So you're going to see a through the first two picks.
Yeah, B for Quinyon Mitchell, A for Cooper DeJean.
Okay.
Jalix Hunt. I don't know, man. So I watched the YouTube of him playing at Houston Christian after he was at where in New York?
Cornell.
Oh, Cornell. I know he played safety before he was an edge. But he looks like a safety playing that position in the video that I watched. He's fast, so he runs by people. Mm-hmm. But even when he gets to the quarterback, he sort of hits the quarterback the way that a safety would hit the quarterback. Dives at him and wraps him up. He just doesn't, when I'm watching his highlights, he does not look like an edge rusher to me. Now, I know they said that. He's only been there a couple years. He's apparently a project. But I expected him to pop off the screen a little bit when I was watching, a little bit more than he did when I was watching him.
Yeah, I don't have much more to offer to that. This is obviously a new player that I hadn't really heard of prior to the Eagles drafting him. So it wasn't as if he was a name coming out of the Senior Bowl. And maybe some people that follow this stuff a lot closer, I'm just saying he wasn't an above-the-surface name, that it's a notable name.
Yeah.
That we would have been like, oh, we got him in the third round? Awesome, even if he's from a smaller school. Right, we had heard about Cooper Kupp when he came out, and people wanted to draft Cooper Kupp and things. So it's not that you have to go to some Alabama or Clemson or whatever school in order for everybody to know who you are. So this is one of those picks where I hope the Eagles were right.
I hope so,
too. I mean,
too.
That's all I can really give you on that pick is that I hope they're right about where they got him at. If you would have taken him in the fifth round, I don't think anybody says anything.
But a third-round pick isn't nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a lot like Davion Taylor.
Yes.
I mean, it's like a kind of a project. I mean, the third round's not nothing.
Well, that was even worse for Davion Taylor because he didn't even play on Fridays in high school.
Yes.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because of his religious purposes.
Oh.
Religious reasons, yeah. So he couldn't play on Fridays, and so he was always a raw athlete that they never actually molded into the player they thought he was going to become.
Now, the good thing about Hunt, 10 out of 10 smile, and seems like he's funny based on calling
yes.
Howie
Big
Pimpin. Yeah.
Big Pimpin?
Yeah. So I'm willing to give him a chance. But now, Will Shipley, running back, here's the thing.
Like
doesn't
Will
look
Shipley.
That fast, mm-hmm. doesn't really break many tackles, but I know a football player when I see it.
You sure do, pal.
Will Shipley's a football player.
He is.
And he runs. He runs hard, and I bet you he finds his way on the field
this year.
I bet he gets like 3 to 5 touches a game.
Sure, I can see that.
I think he can play.
Yeah, I definitely think he can play. It doesn't matter how much they want to use Saquon. Still got Gainwell here. I'm with you. I think Shipley is actually a guy that in 2 years they could potentially say he could be our back.
I think so.
Yeah, they could easily say that in 2 years. Like, yeah, he could be our starting tailback. 5-star recruit coming out of high school as a running back. So, you know, he did pretty well. 31 touchdowns down there at Clemson, playing in the ACC. Playmaker. He produced.
That's what it looked like to me. I know a football player when I see him. I've been, you know, in this game long enough to know a football player when I see him.
Yeah.
Anaya Smith, another baller.
Mm-hmm.
He reminded me of Darren Sproles. To be honest with you, he is fast, he is strong, and he breaks tackles, he plays in the middle of the field. I don't know. I like him too. Him and Shipley are my two favorite picks in the entire draft. Trotter aside, I like Anaya Smith too. Loved his tape. Now, Jeremiah Trotter, the official draft selection of the WIP afternoon show, people can talk about his speed, his size, yada, yada, yada. All I see on the video is him making plays, Ike.
What is it, YouTube?
Well, stop, Jack. There's a lot of guys you don't see making plays. All I see is Jeremiah Trotter Jr. making plays. I'm optimistic on him as he is our official draft pick. Trevor Keegan, also high on him as well. Guard from Michigan. Looks mean, strong, gets around pretty good. And he played in a real conference, unlike half of the draft picks they had this year.
That's true.
The other thing is if you watch enough highlights of him, you see him like laying out D-backs and stuff.
Yeah.
I love that. He's a mean guy. I like him.
A little fiery.
Thumbs up for Keegan.
Got a little extra pep in his step. Got a little nastiness to him.
Yep. Johnny Wilson, too tall.
6'7" wide receiver.
Too tall.
He's too tall.
Harold Carmichael.
He's too tall.
Another late round selection.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer, though.
Yeah. I'm going to bet on this guy being too tall.
He said he's not going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that
a lot of people thought he was going to get or think he may get switched to tight end. Although Howie initially
said no.
Yeah, no, yeah. But he's 6'7". He's not going to outrun anybody, that's for sure.
Better chance of being a tackle. Let's put on 100 pounds or something. He's a monster. Physically, he's a monster. He's pretty fast, too, for his size. But
yeah.
I don't know.
But that's college speed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that speed's not going to look the same
no.
at this level.
Absolutely. Honestly, the difference between a guy like Will Shipley, who runs a 4.48 or something like that, and Johnny Wilson is that when you're watching Will Shipley, you feel like you're watching a football player.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it feels like he knows where to be and when to be there. And Johnny Wilson, I didn't feel like the same thing watching him.
Well, I mean, no.
He's too tall.
Again, big guy could be a great red zone threat for us.
Sure.
Jump ball guy.
Oh, that's not good. That is what we always think.
Oh, yeah.
Throw fade route in the corner.
Yeah.
Haven't had one of those guys in our whole lives. And then finally, Dylan McMahon. I like offensive linemen that are not fat. He is not fat. He is, as the scouting report on him is that he's a good athlete. He moves well. You know, he was a center in college. Mm-hmm. His YouTube absolutely matches up with all that. He moves good, man. And now I think he's just under 300 pounds. He's small, but all good with that. I love the project of Dylan McMahon. Liked his tape as well.
Yeah, give Stoutland you a couple of linemen to work with, and I guarantee you they're going to be quality backups, if not starters at some point.
You have to guess that he gave his thumbs up to anybody that they pick on the offensive
yes,
line.
Yes, I would imagine, yes.
Do you have any informed speculation on whether that's actually 100% true?
No, I have no informed speculation on that. I just, if the Eagles were smart, they should value his opinion enough to see.
For sure, for sure.
To see how he likes them.
So a pretty positive YouTube big board.
Yeah.
Pretty positive.
Didn't love that the top three picks all are from Iowa, Toledo, and Houston
Christensen. Yeah.
Meh.
Well, he started at Cornell.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But otherwise, I did like it. I liked the tape. So now, speaking of big boards and so on and so forth, when we have Elliot out on at 4:30, we did have some big news that got broken this afternoon during the midday show about the Eagles Insider of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
We will have that at 4:30. But we are talking about the Sixers, whether you believe A, in Embiid tonight, and B, is it more likely that they win or they get run out of the building? Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, Elliot's trying to break his story and move up that ranking, man. He's working overtime. coming down 90 minutes late.
Yeah.
Before I get off, remind me to tell you that I ran into two pregnant women this weekend, I believe, and I'll tell you how I handle it. So, Sixers, I'm going to say what Ike is saying in his brain, but he doesn't want to say directly to you, Spike. They're going to lay down like dogs. Mm. Don't lay down like your dog and my.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dog after 9 p.m. It's like they're going to just plop down on the couch. And we've seen it. Listen, I love this team. I followed them through the process. I remember you guys down there at the center down there at the party at the bars by the stadium.
Xfinity Live.
Xfinity, thank you. My brain's freezing. Yeah. But we've seen it, man. Except for the double doink that happened years ago, they laid down against Boston. They laid down against Atlanta. They laid down. They just – these closeout games, they just tend to lay down. And then we saw – they gave us we smelled it, and they sent us smoke signals today. Oubre has a tummy ache, and Embiid has a migraine, wasn't at warm-ups or wasn't at shoot-around today. Like, they're laying down the groundwork. It's getting paved with all our souls. Like, they're laying our souls down, and they're paving down the road and letting us know they're going to lay down tonight. And I hate to say it. It's frustrating. We live this. I know, Spike, you've lived it for years. Mm-hmm. You've built up such an empire around the squad. and we're just followers getting crushed by the stones falling off the temple, man.
So I don't know if the team will lay down or won't. I actually wouldn't be surprised with either result. I wouldn't be surprised if they won tonight. I wouldn't be surprised if they laid down tonight. The only thing that tonight that I will make that will be meaningful to me is if he lays down.
Yeah.
If Embiid lays down, and truly, do I want? I don't want them to lose 4-1 to the Knicks. That would be embarrassing. Yeah. But, and thank you for the call, Nick. But if he lays down, that changes a lot.
Yeah, it changes how everybody feels, and it quite frankly, and when I say it changes how everyone feels, I mean you get people who are on the fence who are going to say I'm out. And those people that are already out, they're going to be the loudest. They're going to be the loudest, man. Uh-huh. And I would advise Embiid, who I know is already up in New York. He's not listening to us, but I'm trying to speak to him.
Maybe it's the Odyssey app.
Yeah,
free
I'm trying
Odyssey
to speak
app.
To him. Man, first, lead by example. And then secondly, I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit of fight directed at my own teammates.
Yeah.
Like with Shake Milton in the bubble?
Yeah. Yeah.
He did threaten to kick his ass in the bubble.
No, yeah. He said that because he knows I didn't like that.
Oh, really?
And Shake is on the Knicks.
He's on the Knicks.
He was cheering a little too loud the
other
night.
Dude, hold on. First of all, I didn't know he was over there. I don't know if it was his last game or the game before that. When I saw him cheering on, I was like, man, is that Shake Milton?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was on the damn Knicks team.
Yeah, he was. He got traded, and then I think he got released, and then the Knicks signed him.
I think the Wolves released him.
Yeah,
but he's been like front and center with the
a little too much
over there. Yeah,
a little too much.
Come
Shake.
On, man. Well, he's
one of us. One of us.
He's one of us.
Here's a quick question.
I do want Embiid fighting tonight, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Quick question, because we've talked about Embiid and we talked about the role players. How do we view Nurse if they lose in five?
I think Nick Nurse is a good coach. It's his first season here. The players have changed all throughout the season.
Oh, that's crap. See, listen.
I think Nick Nurse is a good coach.
We're not going to do this. Nah, he may be a good coach, but he – would you stop? He may be a good coach, but he hasn't necessarily shown where he's any different than anybody else this series. He has not. I don't want to hear about the new players because Doc got new players. Brett got new players. They all get new players, and you have to adapt. He can't figure out, A, how to get these guys to crash the damn boards, whereas New York says one guy shoots, everybody crashes the board except for the shooter. So we're getting out-rebound. That's really what it's boiling down to. It's really second-chance points, second-effort points. That's what it is to me. That's the biggest difference to me. I can take this guy hitting a few shots here and there, this guy hitting a few shots here and there. What I can't take is is a 6'4", 6'5 guard and Josh Hart getting 17 rebounds. And a lot of them offensive rebounds where he's getting these guys extra shots. It cost us the game in game two, offensive rebounding.
I actually disagree. I
okay.
So that's what they're good at.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, the biggest problem for the Sixers is not that they're not good at what the Knicks are good at. It's that they haven't been good at what they are good at. You know, we're supposed to have the two best or first and third best offensive players in the series.
Mm-hmm.
And in, like, when it was time, in that last game, when it was time to score, they could not score. And our second best offensive player, when Embiid is off the court, cannot score. As bad as the offensive rebounding has been, that's sort of the Knicks' defining trait. That's what they do.
Sure.
They crash. They're always going to out offensive rebound us.
Why?
Because that's who they are. That's who the players are.
That's what they've done to be successful for them. It doesn't mean that we can't exude more effort, that we can't focus on crashing the offensive board, that Tobias can get the Charmin tissue out of him and actually crash the board and grab a rebound. Kelly Oubre, grab a rebound. I mean, Nicholas Batum, thank you for the Heat game. You ain't done squat since the Heat game, quite frankly, but be a negative out there on the court. He looks scared. I mean, we literally look scared to hit the floor. With the exception of Kyle Lowry, we look scared to hit the floor, to be physical. And let me tell you how I know that we're out of character and we're playing into the Knicks' hands is that we need Joel Embiid in game three to play tough guy. He almost, some people would consider he deliberately injures a player on the Knicks and then stands up and threatens everybody, what you going to do? What you going to do? What you going to do? Well, I ain't see any of that in game four. Not only, and I'm not being critical of him, what I'm saying is they're forcing him to do this type of stuff. Where's our guy? Where's our tough guy?
Oh, Morey traded him all.
Yeah, like, where's our tough guy that does all the dirty work and does that so that our I've never seen Kobe have to go up and grab him. Mike is not going up to grab somebody. LeBron isn't doing that. They have goons on the team to do that. That's their role to do. Now, we got Embiid. He has to do everything. He has to score. He has to play defense. He has to be the enforcer. He has to guarantee we're going to win. And meanwhile, these dudes that are role players are soft, and they are giving us nothing. And that's why we're losing this series. It's not because Jalen Brunson has been killing us. It's because the Knicks role players have been killing us every game. And they've outplayed our role players every game.
I agree that they've outplayed them. But my disagreement is I don't think we need to outplay them by doing what they do better than we do. My problem with the Sixers role players is that Buddy Hield isn't shooting threes.
He was one of our role
players. Right, but he can't even be on the court.
Yeah.
Buddy Hield's not shooting threes. Tobias Harris, who has scored 18 points a game for his entire life, is
all of
peaking
a sudden
at
is
eight.
Scared of everything.
And Kelly Oubre, the last two games has woken up, but in the first two games was completely disappeared. So I guess I agree that the Knicks role players are outplaying the Sixers role players. My problem, though, is not that the Sixers role players are not rebounding. My problem is that Sixers role players aren't even doing what they are particularly good at.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah. I know what you're saying. You're saying they're not even – the guys that are supposed to be scorers can't even do that.
Can't even score.
Yeah.
You know, because we have five more points in every game. All of a sudden, we win.
It's true.
The series is over.
True.
Coming up next
– if it's been one thing that's been more maddening than anything, it's the offensive rebound.
There it is.
I mean, my goodness,
it
man.
It sucks to watch. It's maddening.
I mean, they miss a shot, and it's like, hold on, they got the ball again.
And it's always at the most crucial point in the game that they rebound, even the end of game two. The rebounds at the end of game two. If forgetting about the timeout, forgetting about the foul.
Right.
If they
just get a rebound. Yes.
Speaking of which, Bojan Bogdanović is out for the rest of the playoffs, as Shams announced. He has a torn thing in his ankle and a torn thing in his wrist or something.
Oh,
so
wow.
The last thing. So he's been a good player for them. Was not good in the regular season, has been good in the playoffs. Coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks joins us to talk about A, the Eagles draft, but B, the shocking revelation that happened today about Eagles Insider of the Year. Shocking. We'll talk about how we're going to deal with that next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.